clock out.
Of Lillian's house.
Begins now, and it begins with more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Your favorite pick, most immediate impact pick, and the one that got away pick. Now, Tausch, we love Ricardo around here. He's our
big energy.
Portuguese, Canadian correspondent. If I remember, and again, we have a lot of calls, and there's a lot that goes through my brain, but he was he not on the Cooper DeJean bandwagon? Didn't he tell us we were overthinking the Cooper DeJean pick?
I believe that was
saying that, you know, Ricardo. we did our windy thing where, well, when everyone says they're going to pick a guy, I don't know, Jim. And lo and behold, they didn't pick him. So let's see what he's got to say. Let's go up north of the border. Let's talk to our buddy Ricardo. Ricardo, good morning. I'm sure you're thrilled with the draft in spite of the fact that they didn't do what you told us they were going to do. Good morning.
Bon dia, everybody. Good morning to everybody. Yes, you know, sometimes you think you can tell the future, but you can't. But like I always said, it always comes back to you got to let Goody cook. And, oh, he made a beautiful kanja this weekend. I'm telling you, he got those ingredients. He had a phenomenal draft. And my personal favorite pick, the way I broke it down is my favorite pick was the Bullard pick, okay? Because this kid is a missile. He's gonna be the X Factor guy, the nickel, slot, blitz, everything. Adrian Cooper, I believe, is gonna end up being an All Pro because he's like the modern day linebacker. You know what I mean? Like he's literally
Fred Varner.
Pardon me? Yeah, exactly. He's amazing and team centric. I think the most underrated pick that's going to go under the radar was the Monk pick. Because he's a solid, I watched him in college, he's a solid offensive lineman who can cover up all those three spots. And you know, the offensive line, someone's always going to get hurt. And having a guy of his tenacity, his size, his smarts to play in the middle of there, it's going to go under the radar, but it's going to be able to plug a few holes for us throughout the year. That's going to come a crucial moment. I think we had a hell of a draft. I personally think that the one player that got away, obviously Cooper DeJean. You guys know I love that guy. He was a great white hope, but it's okay. Okay, we'll beat him in Philadelphia and we'll make him regret. And we'll make, you know, and we'll put that to bed.
Well, it's not his
personally,
fault.
Personally, was TJ Kappa. I know it's not his fault, but I'm just saying. I wish we got him, but it is what it is.
He's going to regret it.
We have to beat up on him. You're with us or you're against us. The other team's against us. It is what it is.
You're going to regret not being picked by us because we didn't pick you. All right. I love the energy. I love what you said. And what I really like, Ricardo, is that it leads into what I wanted to talk about with Tausch next. So thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you.
How much Duke offensive line play you think Ricardo was actually watching?
I don't know enough about Ricardo's life at this point to know how much extra time he has in his schedule.
I'm not calling him a liar, but he said I watched a lot of Monk in college. Like I watched a lot of Monk when I was younger, but that was the show that was on.
Tony Shalhoub, the pride of Green Bay.
I didn't watch a lot of Duke offensive line play. I didn't watch a lot of Duke, period.
All right, I don't want to get sidetracked here, but we're going to anyway. When you question the veracity of someone's claim, I understand that you did not use the specific words, you are a liar, but this has always been one of my pet peeves because I do it myself. And if you confront me on it, I will do the same thing. Well, I didn't say he was a liar, but basically I question whether he told the truth, which is like saying you're lying. That's what that is.
I mean,
exactly what that is.
Duke and Clemson played on a Monday night, and then Duke played Notre Dame on a Saturday night. I watched those two games, but I didn't know that the center was any good.
Okay,
no, we'll find out.
We'll find out. We have very loyal listeners. I think we have to be a little careful about calling them liars. Because we'd like them to stick around.
Ricardo can handle it.
True. Tausch, what do you think? I want to, as much as I'd love to spend more time calling our callers liars, he mentioned Bullard and how much he likes the Bullard pick. If you're going to talk about competition, they did it at safety, man. I mean, Evan Williams from Oregon, played a ton at Fresno State, and then he was one of their best players on defense for the Ducks. Then they go and stay in what used to be the Pac-12. Where is Oregon State playing now? Are they in Independence?
I think they're trying to find a spot.
They take Ketan Oladapo, who played at Oregon State, and who gave me one of the greatest, I think, authentic but maybe courtesy laughs when I asked him if he and Evan Williams could coexist in the same safety room, since one went to Oregon and one went to Oregon State. And he thought
Civil War.
He acted like it was hilarious. I don't know if it actually was. There was some debate in the draft room. I don't know. We got to get we'll get the audio. We'll see.
I have to pull the audio. We can see if authenticity.
that is kind of what it sounded like if Ketan was Mark Murphy. But Tausch, I assume that it's going to be Bullard because you picked him in the second round, but you picked the other guys in the fourth and fifth round, and if it truly is may the best man win, then may the best man win. What do you make of that? Because Bullard, to me, is the logical pick between him and Cooper to be the most immediate impact guy.
Yeah, I know Bullard is going to get every opportunity to run, to take that spot and run with it. Georgia Bulldog, Goody's guys. Second round pick, 58 overall compared to Williams and Oladapo. I'm going to say Oladipo a bunch.
See what I mean about these names that cross over?
It's going to take me a little time how do we say it? Ketan Oladapo?
Oladapo, yeah.
Okay, I can get there. Those guys, I think the beauty of this is when you draft safeties, linebackers, you're not just drafting safeties and linebackers. You're drafting special teamers.
Mm-hmm.
You're drafting your core. And so if I would think, if Williams or Oladapo come in and just lights out, they'll get opportunities to play. And, X and Bullard, if they're going to stay healthy, you know how that whole game goes. And then you could go three. If somebody really emerges, you go with the three safety look to mix things up. It's a good pick for a lot of reasons, all of them, because of that competition. But, yeah, I would think, Bullard is a heavy favorite because of where he's drafted, where he's from. I think that's a good indicator. But the thing Green Bay does, they're going to give these guys the opportunities. But if Williams or Oladapo come in and are just lights out, they will get playing time and they can earn and go ahead and beat this out. Now, McKinney's going to play regardless. Bullard,
yeah,
he's going to have to play, and he's going to have to earn it. And if whoever doesn't, you're going to see his two core special teams guys.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Jesse, let's go to another text message from DJ in the Shaw. Is that Waka Shaw? Is that what that is?
Waka Shaw could be Washaw.
No, it's not Washaw.
Okay. Probably Waka Shaw, that would be my guess. Kenosha.
Well, that could be.
DJ answered all the questions. Favorite pick is Bullard, very explosive and agile for a safety. Jordan Morgan will have the most immediate impact as he'll likely start at tackle or guard sometime this season. I wish we had gotten Cooper DeJean. They need more depth at corner, but the Gutenator must love Valentine and Ballantyne. And he even answered a fourth question. Not worried about the Bears. I think Caleb Williams is going to self-destruct when he starts to lose.
Hmm. I don't know enough about Caleb Williams to know how he's going to handle the ups and downs of the NFL. But for the most interesting remark there, Jordan Morgan, immediate impact. Tausch, we talked about this after Thursday's pick, and we talked about how Brian Bulaga didn't come walk right in as a first-round pick and take your job. If you don't get hurt, he spends a lot of time on the bench. So
yeah, I look at this, and I can understand where DJ and the Shaw is coming from because he's the first pick. But I think Rashid Walker deserves a little more credit than what people are giving him.
Agreed.
And does that mean he's going to hold off Jordan Morgan for good? I don't know. But what I do know is he accepted that challenge. He got a ton better. And at the end of the year, played pretty doggone good. On the road in the playoffs against some pretty good pass rushers, I thought he held up okay. Now, is in the long run, is Jordan Morgan, if he can move his feet and play left tackle, is he going to get an opportunity to do it? Yes, he will.
Of course.
But that doesn't mean right away. And I think what we saw with Sean Ryan, and you know, not that it's going to be a three-year process with him, with Jordan, but I would be very surprised if Jordan, unless there's an injury, if Jordan Morgan's your starting left tackle down in Sao Paulo. I just don't think that's going to happen. And that's why I answered that question. I don't know if that was question two. Edgerrin Cooper, by all accounts, and again, I'm a Lewis Riddick guy. I think he puts in the work. I think he does the studying. Mm-hmm. And I think he talks to the people. I don't know if you could have been more effusive about the difference maker he feels this kid could be. And you watch his tape, you see some of his highlights. That's all great. But he runs. He is your total package. And for a spot that I know we talked about, it's an off-the-ball linebacker. You got Quay and you got McDuffie. He'd probably be off the field when you go nickel, all this other stuff. I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Not anymore.
You're every down guy. So he fell to you. It was one of those, if he's there, my God, we feel great. We're not going to reach.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They got him, and I think it'll be a big disappointment if he is not, by the time this season ends, your number one rookie from a production standpoint out of this whole group.
So Pat Moore is their assistant director of college scouting. He has been a long time Southeastern scout, so he scouts the SEC. So he scouted both of these linebackers, but he also scouted Quay Walker. And he sure talked as if it's going to be Quay and Edgerrin Cooper all the time. And that it'll be Isaiah McDuffie, who is the potential, or Tyron Hopper, who is the third linebacker who then comes off the field in sub-packages.
Who's getting a green dot?
I think it'll still be Quay, but the question that I had, and we haven't talked to Jeff Hafley yet, which I'm hoping we do sometime, because we've really talked to him once after he got hired, and that's it, is it possible that Xavier McKinney can wear it? Can a safety wear it in his system? I don't know enough at this point about his system to speak to that, but I think that's a possibility, but I think it's going to be Quay Walker most likely. My point is that I think their vision, and again, no one is saying that Quay Walker and a guy who has never played in the NFL, and Edgerrin Cooper, are immediately going to be Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, or Varner, depending on your pronunciation. But that's the paradigm. That's what they want to be able to do. They want two guys that are fast and flow to the ball and are sure tacklers. That's the idea.
I think it's been abundantly clear to me that there's a huge shift in the mindset of the Packers organization on this. There was a huge shift in preseason football after Jordy Nelson blew his knee up. There's been a huge shift in how they approach the off-the-ball linebackers. They've always approached defensive line and edge rush guys kind of the same way. Hey, they're important, let's do it. And I really felt like for a while, it was just get me a tackling machine back there. And that's why, you know, the A.J. Hawk, when we went over the draft picks a couple weeks ago, everybody was up in arms that I had ranked him as high as I did, because now what you've seen with how San Francisco has eaten our lunch and with what Tampa did, I think Brian Gutekunst looked at it and said, this is no longer a position where we could just throw anybody out there. We need to go get hawks, ball hawks.
Not AJ hawks.
Guys that are going to be difference makers, because they're very few. You see old boy up in Baltimore, the cat that came from the Bears.
Roquan Smith.
You see Roquan. You see what these guys are doing. And San Francisco is Exhibit A. Tampa was, when they came into Lambeau and beat us, their linebackers were difference makers that day.
Mm-hmm.
Now Green Bay is looking at this saying, we need difference makers. And they felt like Quay. They used high picks. First round pick with Quay. Most people had Edgerrin Cooper as a first-round pick. He fell to 45. And now the Packers are investing their resources here to see this formula is what we need to get us over the hump in these playoff situations.
And to be fair, this didn't just happen. This is why they paid Devondre Campbell and why they drafted Quay Walker, like you said, is because they had the vision of those two being those guys. And then after they paid Devondre Campbell, he wasn't that guy. And to this point, if we're being honest, Quay Walker has not been that guy. Now, you could say that's the system he was in, and now the new system will allow him to be more of that free-flowing player, and we'll find out. But that is the idea behind it. All right, the idea behind it being 12:30 at night on Friday and just getting done with the draft. And again, sports writers should not complain about free food, but I'm going to. You don't need to put mayonnaise, mustard. Don't put the condiments on the sandwich. Put packets out, and then if people want the condiments, they can put it on there. I don't understand this. Well,
can't you scrape it off?
No, it saturates the bread. There's no avoiding it. And it was like an aioli on one bread and then mustard on the other. So I had neither bread that was really unbothered by the condiments. So,
why don't you just go Atkins? Go Atkins.
I did. I took the turkey and the bacon off and ate that. That was what I had. But I was still hungry as I headed home. You know what's right on the way? Quick Trip. Stopped in.
Quick Trip.
There I was.
Always great fast food available right away. You got the chicken sitting right there, and you get sometimes if you're like Jesse, you get lucky, you got all those samples, the pizza, everything else. But for me, it's baseball season, so it's time for me and you to take a Quick Trip to the ballpark. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. That's right, big savings and free Brewers tickets. Visit the Quick Rewards app and click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen to opt in, and you can start redeeming your tickets, and you can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. Who doesn't want to go to a Brewers game for free using your Quick Rewards? Get these Brewer points from Quick Reward in addition to your Quick Rewards visits. Double the points, double the happiness. Blackout dates and upgrade fees may apply. See quicktrip.com/ballpark to learn more.
We'll continue with your favorite pick, your impact pick, and your guy that got away. And we at some point need to get into my guy Jacob Monk being allergic to cold water. Bill Huber was the first one with this tidbit, and we all jumped on it. It was part of his Zoom
feeding
call
frenzy.
With us.
Media feeding frenzy.
It is definitely something that I was not expecting to be talking about on draft day, but there it was. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I didn't take
Adrian Monk. No, Jacob Monk. Adrian Monk.
Dude, played is that by Josh and Hartland's song?
You know what's in the water. What? No. What do you mean?
It sounds like Josh.
No, this is Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. I didn't realize Josh sounded like Randy Newman. We got to have Josh and Hartland sing I Love L.A.
You got a friend in me.
There's another one. Yeah. No, this is the theme to Monk. Jesse, is this further evidence that you're like 34 going on 65 or what? Like, Monk was on in your formative years, and it does not feel like the kind of program that someone who was your age when it was popular would have been really into.
I disagree. Universal. Everybody of every age loves Monk. Monk's like legend.
I love Tony Shalhoub as much as anybody. And then proud Green Bay native.
Psych was on after it, so you had the Monk Psych doubleheader. Oh, man.
On USA Network?
USA.
Is that what it was on?
They had it rolling for a while. Monk, Psych, Suits, Burn Notice. They had all the hits in like the late 2000s, first decade of the 2000s. That was a wheelhouse right there.
What year did you graduate from Bradley University?
2014. Yeah.
Okay, so the early 2000s, you were like middle schooler?
In high school, yeah.
Okay, big Monk fan. All you and your buddies, that Muskego High School talking about Monk last Monk episode, huh?
Oh, yeah, huge. Okay. Big reveal.
Yeah.
What do you mean, big reveal? Spoiler alert.
Ah, I'm not going to spoil it. Binge it on Peacock.
Tausch has already signed up just on Peacock's carrying Monk alone. All right, so Jacob Monk gets in the cold tub after a practice heading into his first college game at Alabama. He plays for Duke. And he gets what I get when we spend too much time talking about other topics beyond football, which, quite frankly, I'm wondering if you're having an adverse reaction to all the football talk and no nonsense and getting your own hives.
No, I'm good today.
He gets hives. He gets hives. Getting out of the cold tub.
Okay.
Now, it was a topic of conversation, to be sure. John Eric Sullivan wins the Cupid doll for the funniest remark, though. He said, we are aware of that issue. We don't think it's a problem. We just have to make sure he doesn't go ice fishing. Which I thought was a pretty good line.
Not bad.
You know, Catan Oladapo would have laughed harder than I did. But
is it just the water hitting his skin? Or is it cold air hitting?
Yeah, so no. So we asked him that, of course, because we all glommed onto this topic that Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated had brought up. He can play in cold weather. Snow can fall on him, and it does not cause him an allergic reaction. Apparently, he just can't be in the... He can take showers. He can take baths. He can be in cold weather. He can't be in the cold tub, though, for apparently any sort of extended period. So my question to you, because you were just at Patio Pleasures with your
cold plunge,
and you certainly had your time during your NFL career in the cold tub.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is this going to make it harder for him to recover from the car accident that he takes part in every week in games because he can't use a cold tub?
So cold tubs are great. As I talked about, there's been a ton of science studies that have shown real positive effects. And obviously players and trainers and everybody else have shown, you know, that doing that. But guys have been sitting, I can remember at Holy Name Seminary, you get those old steel, you'd feed cows. They put
a trough.
You get in there and a trough. Exactly, that was the word I was. And you just go stand in there or stand up to your waist and let the ice hammer you because it helps recover your legs. So while I don't think it's like some monster deal, it's not ideal. And I'm sure Jacob Monk has other things that he does to try and get his legs back.
Sure.
But then the question I have is, well, can he have ice on his knees if he has a sore knee? Is that allowed? When you know, plenty of times you got these blue wraps, you put them on, Nate puts the ice on, you wrap it up, and you sit there for 20 minutes, try to push the swelling out. Is that part of it? So, it's, in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal, but those are little things that you look at and you do wonder, does he have some alternative options when these things inevitably are going to come up?
So, I think if you have your ice packs, like, and this is my favorite, is they have now where they have the ice bags of real ice, but then they, like, saran wrap it to you with this big, like, handle that it goes around your leg over and over again. Like, it almost looks like when you're using a lint roller, but it's got saran wrap on it, right? Again, if there is plastic in between the ice and the melted ice into water and his skin, I think he's okay. I did find myself wondering, and he is my favorite pick so far, even above the Oregon safety, Evan Williams. He talked about his special needs brother. He talked about his family lineage. He was a really interesting cat. I do wonder if this maybe he mentioned it in passing at some point while he was at Duke, and it took on a life of its own, because you could tell when Bill asked him about it, Not that he was like, oh, here we go again, but he was. He knew that it was going. He knew the question was coming. He knew that this has taken on a life of its own, and it's probably not as severe as it's made out to be.
Yeah, and that's where you need to be very careful when you throw, because guys, lead up to the draft, people want to know about you. They want to get little tidbits that are entertaining and can kind of differentiate yourself, but those same tidbits get used on you forever. You know, that's kind of how this goes. So if he turns out to be a great player, that will be what he's remembered for and known for. Mm-hmm. But if he is a two-year guy, practice squad, never really plays, Jason Willey's going to remember him as cold dude.
Cold water guy.
Anti-plunge dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're going to remember him as. That's how this works. And it sucks because I'm sure we all know it when you kind of leave a little something out there and then they run with it. That's what the media does.
So had you not been a good
guy,
so had you not been good, what do you think it would have been for you? I think it would have been
Pillsbury Doughboy.
No,
the Doughboy.
No, that was after you. That was after you became good, and they put that in the media guide, and that was dumb. I think it would have been.
No, Ron Wolf said that on draft night. He said that. So that would be one. I don't know. What else would you put down?
I think it's the story about going to the Kentucky Derby and Huber and those guys not realizing, allegedly, that you still had eligibility left.
Yeah. I think that's fair, too.
Story.
But that's a great story.
It is a great story.
I enjoy that story. So.
But it's not that great of a story if you get to the NFL and you flame out in a year. No one's telling
Correct.
That, right? Because
nobody cares.
No one cares. All right. So we wish Jacob Monk all the luck in the world dealing with his cold water allergy. Peanuts, right? Peanuts. People get peanut allergies. Okay, that's something you're used to. I'm allergic to pollen. I sneeze. You know, you deal with your allergies. Cold water. Yeah, that was a new one, and we all glommed on.
Well, I've seen golfers that are allergic to grass. That's a tough deal. Stuff always pops up. There's ways in today's pills and everything else, there's ways to suppress it enough, but it's not ideal. You'd obviously be better suited if he was probably playing in L.A. or somewhere else, because then that's not as big of an issue and nobody would care as much. But because some of the legendary games, the Ice Bowl and the snow globe and all this stuff, you want to be a part of it. And now people, when it's going to be snowing and cold, and if Jacob Monk's your starting center, I can assure you, Thursday, Jason Wilde will be going up there and saying, oh, forecast.
Are you sure you're going to be okay?
Man, you think you're going to melt? You think that
you're going
to
melt?
I can
like
see you
Frosty.
Doing that.
He'll be back again on Christmas Day. All right. We're done with Jacob Monk for now.
It'll melt.
Oh, that was good. That was
in the cold water.
Tausch, as much as I could talk about cold water allergies all day, I do want to get to Brian Bulaga leaning into the booing that he experienced in Detroit, but I have to assume that whoever won the AmFam trip to Detroit for the draft was not among those who were booing, and now they've got some other stuff going on at AmFam.
They do. Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game this coming season. You and a friend will receive pregame, sideline, or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of great merchandise to support your Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
We'll get to more reactions to the draft. I do want to get to Brian Bulaga, and Jesse wants to know who my he's got my list of player nominees that are my new favorites from this draft class. We'll talk about a couple of others that we haven't discussed so far. That's all still ahead. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
You can hurt me tomorrow.
We'll get back to some of your texts here coming up, but I want to ask Tausch a quick question. I need your advice.
Okay.
Okay, so you know kind of my ensembles that I like to wear, athletic shorts and a hoodie. I have a new hoodie that I just purchased. I splurged. Instead of finding it on Poshmark pre-owned, I bought a new hoodie. And it is the Oregon hoodie that is the quote from Dan Lanning, who is the head coach of the Ducks, who is rumored to be a candidate for the Alabama job. And he squelched that and came out. He was a defensive coordinator at Georgia, if you remember, before he went to the Ducks. And his quote was, "The grass isn't always greener, and the grass is damn green in Eugene." And so they made a sweatshirt that says, "The grass is damn green in Eugene." So I bought it.
Is it turf? Don't they have turf?
Well, I think more... Yes, I do believe Autzen Stadium is turf.
Yesterday's pancakes all over again.
It really is. We got to talk to Marcus about that. I really want to get him on and talk about that. But can I wear that? It's my new favorite sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Can I wear it on Friday when we presumably will have locker room for the rookie camp and they have an Oregon Duck on the team now in Evan Williams?
Yes. Yeah, you're the Oregon guy.
Yeah, but it looks, it's going to look like kind of, you know, suck-up-y, brown-nosy-ish.
But that's kind of... So I don't think that's...
That's not true.
You're an Oregon guy. Well, is it?
I'm the butter-up guy. Man. I don't know if I'm a wear-the-school-of-the-guy-so-he-likes-me guy.
Yeah, but you're wearing the school of the school you like. You are Mr. Oregon. You have more Oregon stuff. I don't think I understand where you're coming from. I don't think it's a problem.
It's not IPT.
Not at all. No. Matter of fact, it's going to help you with that relationship with Evan Williams. Right?
What about the next day?
Is it not going to help you?
It's not going to help the next Oladapo.
I was going to say, what about the next day when I show up in an Oregon State hoodie and talk to Oladapo?
I don't think you should do it day one. I think that's
the issue.
See,
that's what I'm thinking.
I think you can do it, but not the first. The first day makes it seem like you're trying to do it.
Yeah, right. That's mm-hmm. my concern. Too over the top blatant. I want to be more subtle. Wait till like OTAs to wear it. I'm wearing like my other new favorite sweatshirt, which is like a lavender colored Kansas State hoodie, which I really like the color lavender. So, I think Jesse, it pains me to say this, but I think I'm Team Jesse on this, even though I appreciate Tausch's supportiveness and for calling me a suck-up for my clothing choices.
Like, if I'm a Bears fan or a Cubs fan and I start a new job at a new office, I'm not wearing something Cubs or Bears the first day I walk in. Like, you got to ease into it a little bit. And then you know, day four, day five, week three, like, then you wear the Cubs thing. And then it's like, oh, you're a Cubs fan. And then you get into it. But you don't want that to be first
What if
thing.
Your job's at ESPN Chicago?
Well, it's different.
This has gotten so bad.
What do you mean it's different?
I'm saying if you're an accountant at, you know, ABC Accounting or whatever. Like, you know, it's different when you're in an office setting versus when you're working in sports.
Wait. Let's rewind. Tausch asked the perfect question there. And not just because I was going to ask it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, ESPN Chicago has an opening to produce Waddle and Sylvie. Waddle and Sylvie's producer gets promoted. I think he already did, actually. He's got his own show now. And they say, we want Jesse Nelson. We've seen what he's done with those two knuckleheads on ESPN Wisconsin. Now we want him to step up to the big leagues and do Waddle and Sylvie. Are you telling me that knowing what a huge Cubs fan Sylvie is, what are you going to do? You're going to walk in with a Craig Council jersey after you've been calling him a traitor and all these unmentionable things you've said off the air about it?
I'll never buy a Council jersey. By the way, 17-0 they lost the other night. How about that, Council?
Brewers lost 15-3.
Yeah, it wasn't even the worst loss of the night. It's a little different if I started a job at ESPN Chicago when I walk in wearing a Packers shirt and a cheese head on the first day, probably, yeah. But that's me. Like, I want the attention. I want to rile everybody.
Do you believe that he would do that?
I mean, I would never work at ESPN Chicago.
He
that's
loves
part
the attention. He loves the attention. He loves it. He loves being like Woody Woodpecker. He when he gets an opportunity, he's going to take it. That's what he does. He is. He's okay. An instigator.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're in agreement, though, even though you're an instigator and I'm a suck-up, don't go with the grass is damn green Eugene hoodie on Friday.
If you really had your heart set on it, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. But if you want to be kind of play it down the middle, you wouldn't do that.
Okay. No. All right. I do kind of like the idea of the Oregon sweatshirt on Friday and the Oregon State sweatshirt on Saturday. There does have some appeal to me for that idea. But we'll see.
That'd be fun. Mix and match a little bit.
We'll see what the schedule
looks like. Get everybody stirred up a little bit.
Chariot in Canton, Ohio. I'm sure the Oregon hoodie would be fine day one if he pops out of the clothes hamper with it on. That is a great callback. The days of Jordan Love in front of the clothes, dirty clothes hamper are over, so I missed my window. For those of you that listen all the time, you know that. For those of you that are wondering what that reference is, now you know. He used to do his interviews in front of the clothes hamper. And I was going to do it. Tausch, you don't believe me. But it required getting in there early, and I had not worked it out. I did not know they were going to discontinue that, but apparently in the background of some video, there was something that was visible that you don't want to see visible in a locker room where people don't always wear clothing. So that was the end of the clothes hamper opportunity. All right. We'll get back to your thoughts on the draft after Tausch tells us about Fortrea. And if you want to go to the draft up here in Green Bay next year and you want to pay through an arm and a leg to get somebody's Vrbo house, well, you better start going to Fortrea and doing some testing.
If you need a little extra spending cash for the draft, vacations, Brazil, whatever it might be from a Packer fan standpoint or just in life, Fortrea has you covered. A couple of different studies, healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 60, BMI. 18.5 to 30. Study involves one stay of 11 nights with a couple follow-ups. You can grab yourself $5,302 for your time and participation. Another one, healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 65, BMI between 18 and 35. That study involves one stay of 4 nights with 3 follow-ups. Grab yourself $4,430 for your time and participation. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea. FORTREA clinicaltrials.com.
Get back to your text messages next. 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
All right, Jesse, let's get back to some of the text messages. Again, the questions we've posed today. Who's your favorite draft pick? Who's going to have the most immediate impact of the draft class? And who's the one that got away? What do you got on the text line?
So here's one on the one that got away. This is from Dale in Reedsburg. Brendan Rice, wide receiver from USC. The Chargers landed him in round 7. He wishes Green Bay would have taken him. He has Jerry Rice DNA coursing through his veins. Mm-hmm. The most accomplished offensive weapon of all time is his dad. I know we have a lot of young talent at wide receiver, but to me, that alone is enough to take a flyer on him, from Dale in Reedsburg.
So, Tausch, you're a big nepotism guy. You're a big fan of that, I know.
Yeah, but football playing ain't football broadcasting or football officiating.
Correct.
Or football prognosticating.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of the other stuff. So let me tell you something. This might get him in the door a little bit, but he also went and played college football. It's not like he just came from high school 4 years later and said, oh, this would be cute, let me go try out. He's going to have to earn it. And the DNA part, that's great. I also think there's the... That's a double-edged sword to me. I think you want to have guys with great lineage, but I also wonder, probably if you're Jerry Rice's kid, have probably had a pretty good little deal. How hungry are you to be that next great player? Doesn't mean he can't be. I've seen there's plenty of players that have been the sons of other great players that have been great, and then there's not. So, seventh-round pick, I would disagree with Dale. I don't, you know, we'll see. Just because his last name is Rice doesn't necessarily make me feel like, well, we need to have him. And I love where the Green Bay Packers are sitting when it comes to their wideout room.
Terrell Owens' son was signed in undrafted free agency as well, which I didn't realize that, boy, we are getting old because I didn't think Terrell Owens was quite old enough to have a son who's going to the NFL already. What else you got on the text line, Jesse?
T.O. was playing when Monk was popular.
And Jesse was in grammar school and watching the show.
That's
right
very
after
true.
Suits.
Nick in Wanakee, I've not heard anyone say this yet, but I think I'm correct. Which
what a way to start a text.
That's my kind of text. The trend of Goudie, which he spells G-O-U-D-I-E, Goudie, which I kind of like.
Cheese.
That's where he makes the cheese.
The trend of
that's the Goudie that works at the Mars Cheese Castle.
The trend of Goudie drafting multiple players at the same position is clearly meant to cast a wide net and hope that one guy hits in a position of need for the team. You saw the same thing with tight end last year. This year, the Packers were so in need of a safety and a linebacker that Goudie is essentially making sure that he gets at least one starter for those positions from this year's draft.
It's a very Havarti approach by Goudie. Tausch, are you on board with this concept? Because Goody's done it. He did it at wide receiver three times. He's done it on the offensive line four times where he goes with three guys in one draft.
Yeah, you wonder how much of that is value when you're talking about draft. Because I think Tucker Kraft last year, I don't think they ever thought in a million years he was going to be in the third round when they had him and Musgrave graded the same. But I think all of these general managers love the concept of a bunch of swings at it because for as great of an evaluator as you could be, and you can hit on a bunch of draft picks, there's a lot of unknowns, and you want to have kind of an insurance policy to say, if this doesn't work, okay, great. Maybe Hopper will be the guy. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that that does is it breeds competition, especially within that draft class. Everybody is competing. You grow with these guys. You sit around. You spend a ton of time. So this group is kind of linked together. And when you can have Cooper pushing Hopper, and you can have Bullard pushing that old boy, Oladapo, that stuff is really good. And I think Goudie is really trying to practice what he preaches with this competition bit. The young players, same positions, push, 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 and then try to figure it out from there. And this draft, I can't disagree with Nick. I thought that was a, I'm not going to say good a text, but it was a fantastic, it was a really good text.
We'll get to more of your texts coming up, 844-770-3776. I mentioned how on my way home from the draft, I stopped at Quick Trip. Well, yesterday I had some extra time because Sid's soccer game got rained out. So we swung by Fleet Farm, got some corn for our deer in the backyard. That's the time of year it is. The deer are hungry and we're feeding them, but it's also the time of year where you want to get your yard in order. And Paula got grass seed and that rake I was talking about while we were at Fleet Farm as well. It's your spring lawn care headquarters and it's Fleet Farm. Check out their wide selection of string trimmers, mowers, pole saws, which I don't see myself using, and more from all the top brands. Plus, you can bring back your green grass and keep your yard in top shape with help from Fleet Farm. Your favorite products could be earning you rewards as well as Fleet Farm. I know they earn rewards for me because I'm part of Fleet Rewards, and you can earn points on everyday essentials like pet food. That's what we get there. Grass seed, we got that there. Clothing, I do have a Life is Good shirt from there, and more. Mostly pet food and bird seed really are our favorite go-tos there. Join for free at fleetfarm.com/rewards. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around.